Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm super excited. It's Friday. It's Cornelia Stephanie Day on Transformation Talk Radio. We have our Stories of Hope in this hour, and then next hour, we have the Energy Entrepreneur with Diane Solano. So be sure to stay tuned. Now more than ever, you are needed. You are needed in your wealth. You're needed in your health. You're needed in your abundance. You're needed in your power. And part of the reason for creating this segment and these stories of hope is because we need stories. We need stories. We need to be able to tell the stories to our children and our grandchildren and our neighbors. The stories of how we healed our life experiences. Telling stories brings people together. And it is my desire to inspire our listeners that all life experiences, struggles, failures, and pains of our past have victories and many happy endings. So no matter where you are in your life, no matter what it is that you're facing, sharing your stories will help others heal, as you're going to hear today. It's going to inspire us to keep going and find creative ways to make life living joyous again. So without further ado, let me introduce you to our first guest today. Her name is Katrina Jones, and she's the author of the upcoming book, Bloom Girl Mother. Bloom Girl Mother. She is a wise woman, a teacher, a coach, and a motivational speaker. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for that lovely introduction. And Bloom Girl, yes. And you've got your bloom flowers there in front of you, and I've got mine. I just love it. I love it. And I loved your intro, Cornelia. I just love what you do and what you share. And I too am really passionate about story. Story is something that is just so fundamental in all cultures.
Yes.
And it really connects us.
Yes. Is that what attracted you to come on today to share your story, because you are a storyteller yourself?
I believe I am, and I believe we all are. And it's something that I really kind of learned more about during my teaching career. My background is in teaching, and I was a primary school teacher for a number of years. And when I started my master's in education, I did research on the use of stories and storybooks and picture books as a resource in the classroom. And it was always my favorite stimulus in the classroom, because it is a way of engaging and connecting in all cultures. So regardless of our nationality or our ethnic group or our religious or spiritual beliefs, we all connect through story. So yes, I love that.
That's so awesome. It makes it so much more fun, right? For us to collaborate together. And then, of course, for the beloved audience, the beloved community that's inspired by our stories to want to tune in, to want to listen. Mm-hmm. So do now tell us a story. Tell us a story, anything that you want to inspire us with today.
Yes. And, you know, as you said that, what came into my consciousness, and it often comes in, I don't know if you're familiar with, or maybe the listeners have seen The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
You know, The Wizard of Oz, it begins in black and white, And then you go into this beautiful transformation of color and vibrance and characters and joy and fun and excitement and adventure. Well, I suppose, you know, my beginning was a little bit like that. I live in Northern Ireland. And as you well know, you know, we are a part of the world that have had decades, probably centuries of hardship and difficulty. And so I was born in the 70s in Northern Ireland to very challenging circumstances where we had the Troubles. You know, we had a community that was in civil war. And it was kind of like that black and white, you know, the grey, challenging environment with it, had the social and economic difficulties, the divide and split in religious groups. And so, yeah, it didn't start out very well. And there were expectations of women in the community, you know, the story pattern for women like myself that were in that community, in the working class Catholic community that I was born into. You simply, you know, married young, had children. And for many women at that time, you went into the shirt factory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from a young age, I loved school. So there was something deep within me, Cornelia, that knew that wasn't going to be my story, that I wanted something different. Now, being born into that environment, you naturally inherit a lot of the story from family, you know, like a woman's place is at home. Maybe, you know, most cultures, and not most cultures, many cultures, women don't work. They're the homemaker. And so I very much had that story pattern in my ancestral heritage. But I was a woman with ambition and drive, and I wanted more. So even though I had that imprint of starting out from challenging background, I had a vision. I loved school. I loved learning. And I just knew that there was something bigger and better for me. But I also knew that I was stepping out of the tribal beliefs and the culture and the community of what happened then. So I was, in effect, one of the first in my generation of, say, the grandchildren to actually go to university.
Mm.
So, you know, from that young age, 18 years old, I can remember getting a bus, a boat, and a train to London and going to teacher training college. And that was difficult for a working class girl to find her way in a big city like that. So I suppose with my story, there came those underlying issues that many of us have of, you know, self-doubt. Am I good enough? Can I do this? Do I belong? Do I fit in? Am I rising above my station? And so my self-help journey started then because I kind of felt that I had descended, you know, into London where people were different to me. They certainly were more middle class. You know, they had parents in different professions and they had other people in their family who'd done what they were doing that had already kind of, you know, forged the path or laid the way for them. So from then, I became really interested in self-help. And that was the beginning of my journey, realizing that maybe I had a bit of work to do on me and confidence to do on me. But it didn't just happen then. You know, as we know, the journey continues and the wound is there and the work is there to be done. So even though I was doing what I wanted to do, and I found my first teaching job in London, I was really achieving great things. I actually was suffering from anxiety and I also suffered from IBS. So I was doing what I wanted, but my body was actually telling me that there was something that wasn't in alignment, that I didn't believe that I deserved this more opulent life that I had shifted into and the contrast that I was beginning to find in life.
Wonderful. I know that there's so much more to this story. There's so much more that you have to share, but you definitely painted a beautiful picture, a beautiful flower petal blooming. That's what I see with your story. And thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, for all the women that you are helping, I want to be able to direct the audience to your social media and your book. We only have 2 minutes left before this segment is over. So let's tell the audience how they can get in contact with you on social media.
Yes. So you can find me, Katrina Jones Coach, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I do spend most of my time on Instagram and Facebook. KatrinaJones.com. You can find me there. That's my website. And I have lots of free gifts like, you know, relaxation podcasts, a self-care toolkit, lots of things to help women and empower women to turn their story around and to know that when we connect with that place of calm within, we can really open up and bloom. And my book hopefully will be out later this year, which is Bloom Girl, and it is an empowerment toolkit for girls and women to build confidence, self-belief, and live our dream life.
Katrina Jones, thank you so much. Please let us know when your book is ready to come out so we can give you a shout out here on the Cornelia Stephanie
Show. Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on. And many blessings to you, my friend.
Lots of love. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. We're going to go.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm with my next guest, Dr. Marlis Hubner. And she is educated. She's an educated life scientist, an empowerment coach, and she enables and empowers women to be their best self. And now more than ever, that is so needed in the world for all women to be in their best self. So welcome to the show and thank you for coming.
Thank you, Cornelia, for having me. I'm very, very excited.
It's awesome. That's awesome. Yes, I love that work, what you're doing. And I definitely have a question that I want to ask you later. But for now, I want to find out a little bit about what brought you here, because I'm sure that you have a story to share with us today that is going to inspire us with something that changed your life?
Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit about my story. I want to say, you know, I've always like followed the path that I guess you're supposed to follow, right? So I was, you know, the good girl at school. I did my, I studied at university. I did my PhD, you know, in Cambridge. And on the outside, for a lot of people, I was like this superwoman almost, right? It's like, oh my God, she has a PhD and oh my God, you know, she got, she married this, her dream man. She has two kids. She nailed a corporate job. And so like on the, you know, like everything, if you looked at it on the outside, looked like perfect. Like it was like my happily ever after. But what happened was, I want to say it's not too long ago, maybe like 6-7 years ago when my kids were a bit little, they're 11 and 7 now. And so when my daughter was about 1 and 2, so 5-6 years ago, I found myself in this position of, you know, trying to run a corporate career and grow a corporate career, which I really, quite frankly, loved, and really like being in the midst of it, right? Running, juggling a household, having two kids that you have to drop off, take care of, and like being in this typical working mom struggle, right? And what basically happened is it wasn't just that I found myself ending up being super depressed and burned out. It was really that I had turned into this ugly monster mom, so to speak. You know, like
you were irritated. You were irritated with having to do everything that you were doing.
So irritated. And it was way worse than being irritated. I was so angry. I was literally angry. And I was like, what is happening? I'm not an angry person. I'm usually a really, you know, good mood person. But I was literally, I woke up with anger. And so, and the thing that really broke my heart was, you know how like during the day we hold, you know, we have put on our mask, right? Because we're in our profession, we have to pretend and we're holding everything together. And I always pretended I'm holding everything together. And when I closed the door and I was at home, I was just the worst person on the planet. And I literally like, I was so ashamed of myself. I would lose it over the little things, over my kids. And it was basically my kids who had to suffer. And I felt like I was failing at the most important job. And I do think, you know, through my now coaching work, what I've seen is that a lot of women, the reason they actually do not pursue a career is because we feel like the worst mother on the planet so many times, so often, right? And that feeling just so often triggers moms not, or women that have, you know, they're very smart, that are intelligent, that have so much to give to this world, right? It basically makes them feel like they have to make a choice. And typically, you know, we're going to decide ourselves for our kids, but you actually really give up a whole part of you. And so I was there where I was like, everybody's right. It's true. You cannot have it all. The happily ever after is just not, you know, it's all fairy tale. It's not true. And I was at the verge where I was like, I have to throw in, you know, I have to give up my career in order to make this all work and be a really good mom. And I was, and it was, you know, and I think the thing that really made me change was the day when I like pretty much almost set my kitchen on fire, because I was in my kitchen trying, you know, to cook dinner, answering the phone, typing in, you know, writing an email at the same, like all the things you do all at the same time. And I had put oil in a frying pan and I hadn't realized that it caught fire. Oh. And so my kids were like freaking out. I was freaking out. Everybody's freaking out. And it was, I think, and now in retrospect, luckily that happened, because that was for me like the final sign where I was like, okay, you need to change something. Like this cannot continue like this. You're not happy. Your kids suffer. Your marriage suffers. Everything suffers. And so I was lucky that I had a mentor in that time who introduced me to personal development. So I kind of started that journey. And yeah, and really found a way out, basically.
Yeah, I totally can understand, you know, what you were experiencing with if you haven't looked at personal development yet during that time where you were like very professional and very, you know, successful in what you were doing, and then you had your household, you had your children, and then you also, what about self-care and self-nurturing? So all these things, all these balls to juggle, and here you were, and you basically had like a breakdown of some sort, right? It was like some sort of a breakdown that you can really break through, right?
Yeah, and it's probably been quite a few breakdowns, because there's been, you know, you have like these little breakdowns and you tell yourself, ah, it's, you know, you're going to be fine. And then you keep it together for a couple of days and the next breakdown hits you, and every breakdown just gets worse, right? It gets, it takes you really worse. And so for me, I was suffering first from postnatal depression that wasn't detected. Mm-hmm. And that kind of really turned into anger and rage that also the thing is, you start doubting yourself. You think something is wrong. And I remember I had like all these fights with my husband. He's like, I cannot help you anymore. You need to go into therapy. And so I was convinced that there was something fundamentally wrong with me. But what I've actually learned now through all this development work is that, if, you know, moms were in a situation where they just feel like, you know, everything triggers them. Our kids trigger us, right? Our husbands trigger us. Everybody's triggering us. It is really, really because there's a lot of emotional wounding that we've actually never looked at and that we've never cleared for ourselves. And anger is just it's your mask, right? It's the way we express it. And it's like the last... the last resource basically that we have to get all our frustration out of really not living the life that we actually want to live and being led by somebody else, right? And so for me, that was the biggest aha that I had not realized of how much I had other people lead me. And what I mean by that is I was trying so hard to fit into this ideal, perfect mom picture, and this, you know, and I work in a male dominating job. So it was like, you had to be a completely different person. And it's like, it's almost like you're split personalities. It doesn't work. Right. And so I never had this feeling I can actually really be me. And it just tears you apart. Right. It just really kills you. And the reason for why I have become an emotional resilience coach is because there's so many women who are trying so hard, and we're trying so hard, you know, we're telling ourselves so often all these stories of how we have to, you know, what we have to do in order, for example, to make it in the corporate ladder, right? Like I have to work 60 hours if I am not in the office late, if I don't answer emails late, all that kind of sort of stuff was just adding to our stress. But it's really because we're having ourselves being led by somebody else. And when you break through that wall, when you actually start asking yourself what you want and you remove that underlying fear, it's like, it's just, you really can break free. It's just really, really amazing.
Where do you live?
I live in Germany.
You are in Germany right now?
I'm in Germany right now, yes.
I love it. I'm from Germany, you know. I came to this country in 1978 when I was 13. So you and I actually have a lot in common, because you are an anger specialist. I wrote a book on anger myself. But you have a gift for our audience. I want to let the audience know about how to get the free gift, because there's a lot of people right now that don't know how to access their anger. And can you tell us about how they can access that free gift?
Yeah, so I've sent you a link. So I've seen the link on your website. I think it's on the website. And my gift right now, especially in the COVID times, is that I'm actually offering my whole methodology on how to become more emotionally resilient and really work with your emotions, because emotions, at the end of the day, they run our show. They decide over everything, our decisions, our behavior, and everything. And so what I do have is I share my method for free for 3 days in an upcoming course. So next week, for example. We have a 3-day course, and it's all about really tapping into your emotions, clearing the anger, and, you know, becoming the mom you actually want to be without like beating yourself up, basically, you know, and doubting yourself all the time.
Tell us how to find you on social media, and where do we sign up for this free course?
So I send you the link. So that's how you can sign up for the free course. It should be on your website, and you can definitely look me up. I'm on Facebook, so everything is on my profile. It's very easy to
tell us. In case somebody's listening in the car, driving, listening to you, tell us how to find you on social media.
So just look me up on Facebook under Marlis Hübner.
Okay, wonderful. I just appreciate so much that you're out here doing this amazing work, helping women and also their daughters, right? Helping young women. Because I saw in the profile that you're also teaching mothers and also their daughters, right? On how to clear the emotional energy. And with this whole thing with anger, it's so important right now, because if you are not tapping into underneath that anger, there's always a truth, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's really good. Thank you so much for coming on today and sharing this powerful story with us. And we, you know, we'd love to have you come back sometime and definitely see us on social media, and let's share that link with everyone so that people can tap into that free course that you're offering. Thank you.
Absolutely, will do. Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening and for tuning in. I have my next guest ready, and her name is Naomi Damask. And Naomi is the founder at Oh My Word. And I'm going to let her tell us what that means and what else that she does. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And Oh My Word is my trademark signature saying. I say it all the time. And when I was looking for a name for my business, I did not want it to have the word cancer in it, even though that's what I end up, you know, have done a lot with. And so it just seems to work because I love to bring information and connections with people to make you say, oh my word, I need to know more.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, oh my word, I'm so curious. So tell us, before we came on, you were telling me that you, because I told you, you have the shortest bio, and you said that you really don't want to keep it short and sweet. So tell us a little bit about your work and then tell us the story that you came to share today.
So I am a breast cancer thriver and a mom of two teen girls. I have a full list of things that I've accomplished in my life, but I really want to focus right now on serving other people, really helping them with their wellness. I'm very passionate about that just because of my own journey. I end up mentoring a ton of other breast cancer survivors. And I am the founder of the Vitamin C Party. Everyone needs a good dose of vitamin C, which is community, connection, and conversation.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Yes. So how are you feeling today? You're a breast cancer thriver, you said, right?
Yes, I feel wonderful. It's been a long journey. It's been almost nine years since I was first diagnosed. And I just had a surgery in May. I had my implants removed. I was having some breast implant illness. And so I had those removed and I feel fabulous. This has now been my fourth surgery and my final surgery. So I'm looking forward to just finally truly healing my body.
Wow, that's fantastic. I know someone else that also had their breast implants removed and just, you know, now she just feels so much better back to her natural way.
Yes.
So what is it that you do now with your service? Like how is it that you are out there helping women?
I do a lot of mentoring. And then I'm also a wellness consultant. So people work with me one-on-one. I also have my vitamin C parties, which is a time for people to come together as community and really connect. And I really want to see more women collaborate together. So it's just a great way to come in, learn about other people. Also for me to learn about what I can do to help you in regards to where you're trying to go in this world. Because I feel as though if we can connect and collaborate more, it's almost like building a puzzle. I feel as though like I'm this master puzzle builder. So if I can put you and someone else together and make that connection, and then just with the two of you, the power that you could have, you could be connecting with someone else. And soon you look down and you've got this amazing puzzle built.
That sounds great. I love the vitamin C party. That's just, you know, everybody can use vitamin C. I like how you break that down. That's really cool. So how are you doing that with, you know, with the whole state of the world today with COVID? How are you, you know, staying active with your parties? Are you doing Zoom meetings?
I was doing Zoom meetings. I've actually put it on hold and I'm going to regather here. But just being a teen, you know, mom of teen girls, I was doing it through the spring because before it was in person and then we shifted it all to Zoom and it was one of these things that I felt being pulled in so many directions that I would just realize that, you know what, my family has to come first. And so I sort of put everything on hold. I'm coming back to it now that school is going to be back in session. And I realized that a lot of these women are going to be dealing with some of the same struggles that we all are dealing with, you know, trying to juggle having a business and also being a mom and being now a teacher as well. So I think it'll be time for all of us to be able to really plug in, help lift each other up.
Yes, I think that's wonderful because, you know, the more support that women have to be able to be who they are, mm-hmm. with, you know, like what you said, juggling all the balls. Just the segment prior to you coming on, we were talking about this also on how women can actually have it all and still, you know, be true to themselves and still be sane and happy and healthy, right?
Yes. And I think that's the whole thing is, you know what, making sure that we do put our health first. Because I think what happens with so many women is we do for everyone else, but we don't do it for ourselves. And we'll say, oh, we have self-care, but we're not really having self-love. And I think that's what's really important is making sure we put time aside for ourselves.
Yes. I want to ask you this question. So what do you think right now? What's the number one thing that you feel that people can do right now in the world that will help everyone?
Be kind, be truly kind, and come from a place of compassion and empathy. Because right now, you never know what's going on with someone else. And we're so quick to judge. I mean, and who knows? Maybe they just lost their job. Maybe they just lost a loved one. Maybe they're dealing with, you know, illness themselves and you can't tell from the outside, but maybe they're struggling. Maybe they're struggling with emotions. And I think we just have to have a place of love for people and understanding. I think if we come from that place and really think before we react, maybe they're having a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, in even asking this question, this is why I'm posing the question. And I'm not just posing it to you, but I'm posing it to all the listeners today. What's the number one thing that you can offer to everyone, to yourself and to everyone, of what we can do to, you know, help all of us on the planet right now? Because if everyone thought about that every day, and thought about that one thing that they have advice for, the solution for, of something that we can do, like you said, be kind. You know, I was thinking about it this morning and I thought one thing that people can do is really offer unconditional love, mm-hmm. unconditional love and acceptance, right? And so if everyone has that gift that they're bringing to the world of what's that one thing we can do, then we're helping each other thrive and we're helping each other through this difficult time, because now more than ever it's the time for us to be in our health, to be in our wealth, to be in our abundance, right? And really support each other in that way.
So true. I mean, I say it to my girls before I drop them off at school, I'd always be say, you know, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. And I think that's the other thing is we need to be kind to ourselves as well. Give ourselves grace.
Yeah. So even if we start there, and if we're kind with ourselves, then we're kind to someone else. When we're kind to each other, it's beautiful. How can people get in contact with you on social media?
The best way is to find me either on Instagram or Facebook. And it's my name, Naomi Damask, either way. And I love to connect. I love to really, truly connect with other people, hear other people's stories, and find out how we can help each other out.
Wonderful, Naomi. If you know other ladies that are as amazing as you are, send them to Ashley so that we can have them on the show and feature them here.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
That would be great. That would be a great way to connect. That would be wonderful.
Perfect. I will do that.
Let's definitely stay in touch and let us know when you're having your vitamin C parties again.
I will. I'd love for you guys to join.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story today. And we'll see you again soon sometime.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And thanks, everybody. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. As you know, I love these stories of hope and introducing you to amazing people that are helping to transform and change people's lives. My next guest today is Louise Armstrong. And Louise is a relationship expert. When I was looking at her bio, I saw that she is an expert in relationships because of what she's had to overcome, which I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about. But not only that, she is a psychotherapist, she is a clinical hypnotherapist, and she's a counselor, she's a coach. She helps change people's lives by helping them make peace with their past. So welcome to the show today, Louise Armstrong. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much, and what a beautiful, warm welcome. Thank you.
Wonderful. So you've got all these amazing qualifications that made you a coach, a therapist. You're also a best-selling international author. What got you to this point? I'm sure there's a core message, and I'm sure there's a story there that you're going to tell us about.
Yeah, I'll keep it as brief as possible. And I know that a lot of coaches and healers have come into this arena because of their own journeys and their own healing. And me, myself, I had no intention of ever being a coach, a therapist, or anything along those lines, although I was always very interested in people. That was my one thing. I love people. But I've had a very, very traumatic relationship with my mother for all of my life, as long as I can remember. And this relationship is absolutely key. And I tried to change my mom. That's what I was trying to do all my life. And it came to a point where she told me she didn't love me and I was broken. And it was at that point that I threw myself into therapy because I was at the end of my line. My health wasn't good. I had skin cancer. I had a very messy hysterectomy and our finances were out of control. So no surprise there that everything was upside down. And so it was by throwing myself into therapy and putting my hand up, which is often the hardest thing for any of us to do, to admit that we can't work it out. And so we need to find someone who knows just a little bit more than we do. And that's what I did. And the transformation was so phenomenal. I was actually invited to train as a coach myself. And so that's what I did. I trained as a coach. And from there, I realize that coaching is an amazing skill and I love coaching and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to do. But so many of the people I helped couldn't move forward. So that's when I really began to study the mind and I qualified as a hypnotherapist and a psychotherapist. And that was where the deep healing really, took place. And so I did that secondary. And I'm always learning, always learning. My latest tool skill, if you like, is brain working recursive therapy by an amazing guy, Terence Watts, who developed this only a few years ago. It is the latest in all of the psychology therapies, and it's the only one that I know, or I shouldn't say the only one, but the only one that I know of that works with the brain and not the mind. So it's really interesting, and it's a little bit faster than other therapies. So that's really why I do what I do.
Wow. I have not heard of this therapy that you're talking about, working with the brain. Mm. So could you give us a little sample of what that would mean? Like, what does that look like?
What brain working recursive therapy does is it helps you to change your response to any given situation, person, or past memory, because we don't have free will in the way that we know it. Basically, the brain looks for a match as to what's ever in there. So anything that's ever happened in your life, it'll look for a direct match. Once it finds that match, it triggers that neural pathway, and then you end up with the emotion. And so Terence's theory is, the emotion is the end of the product, if you like. Let's start at the beginning of the line where everything comes into the reptilian brain. So we're changing responses, and that is phenomenal in you know, past trauma, a lot of childhood trauma, and incidences in life, addictions, phobias, definitely relationship issues. So it's a wonderful tool that we can help people to change how they respond to given situations.
That's, I can see how that would be so powerful, especially in the state of the world that, you know, many people find themselves in today, where they're really being faced with how do they respond to what's going on with all the fear, all the grief, all the sadness, everything that is triggering, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's triggering. And so we have to have the tools. We have to have the resources. Mm. So this sounds wonderful, what the work you guys are doing. So you are now bringing this into your practice as well, this line?
Absolutely. Yeah, very, very much so. And I'm part of a team that helps our National Health Service workers stay on the line. And so we're doing a lot of work as well for them. So it's amazing. It's changed my therapy practice.
That's wonderful, because I can see how even that work would also assist people that have suicidal thoughts.
Definitely. Yeah.
That have suicidal thoughts, because, you know, that's a really big, I personally have overcome suicide. Mm. And so
wow.
I know that that's
amazing.
A big piece when we have those thoughts and we want to take action on those thoughts. Mm. And I always found that it's not that we want to kill ourselves, it's that we want to kill the pain.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't see any other way of escaping the pain. And that's what we're all trying to do, is avoid the pain, hide from the pain, shove the pain down inside of us. Whatever we're doing, we don't want to feel pain.
Right. So we want to feel the pain. So we don't want to kill ourselves. We want to kill the pain. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get through the pain is to really dive into it. And right.
Absolutely.
And really feel the pain. I always say feel to heal. So I think this work that you guys are doing will, because I mean, suicide right now, it just popped in.
Yeah.
It, you know, national epidemic for so many people, they just don't see any way out.
No.
When you were sharing your story, you talked about how, you know, you were at the end of your rope, basically, is that, you know, your life was in despair and you were in financial ruins. There were so many things that were coming up to the surface for you to take a look at, that when other people, when it just becomes so overwhelming, they see no way out and they feel like the only way out is through death, suicide.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, that's why I think that, you know, working together with you and people that can work through their trauma, that they can certainly overcome that. So how did, you know, you talked about your being told by your mother that she didn't love you.
Yeah. So the first, and I think this goes on in just about every relationship, is we're always trying to change someone else. And so it's gaining that awareness, that acceptance that my mother did love me, but not in a way that I needed to be loved and nurtured. And when we come from that place, we then show up in the world differently and we see people for actually who they are and not who they are projecting themselves to be. And so you'll constantly see people who have an opinion or they're trying to change that other person, whether it's their partner, their husband, their child, their mother, their father, their work colleague, their boss. There's so many people trying to change somebody else, but actually we're powerless to do that. So what we really want to do is the emotional intelligence, which is understand the self. So we understand why we are feeling and operating as we are. And if we're lacking something, it's up to us to fill our own needs, to fill our own love's tanks, as opposed to looking outside of ourselves. And so that's what was going on with my mother and I. And thankfully today, I have a wonderful relationship with her. That very destructive relationship actually was, had a knock-on effect with my eldest daughter. At the age of 19, she walked out of my life, complete devastation. And I'm very happy to say she's very much part of my life right now. She's now 30 years old. So it does have a familial trait. And it is really, really important to heal this relationship. And it isn't about creating a wonderful relationship with your mother. It's about healing your own wounds, your own mother wound, because it does affect every relationship you will ever form in your life. And so I'm hugely passionate about helping people really heal that mother wound.
Yeah, and it sounds like there was restoration happening within your family lineage, because like you said, that you have a great relationship with your mother now, which is extraordinary in itself. And you have a wonderful relationship with your daughter, where this was definitely a cycle that was happening within your family lineage, that because of your courage, by looking at all of this, and then of course doing the work, the counseling, the therapy, the becoming of the inner parent, would you say? Became your own parent?
Absolutely, yeah.
Became your own parent, and through loving yourself, you were able to then heal that wound, like you said, and bring the compassion and understanding for the family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it went back about four generations. So you can actually track it back, the actual familial, you know, familial traits. So it will continue down the generations. And actually my children, I have three children, they all say to me, it's the greatest gift you've given us, is to actually stop the paradigms. So it is wonderful.
That's got to be a joy, a major, major joy that you've done in your family for everyone, and that you've healed that. You've healed it for your mother, and you've healed it for the past generations and the future generations. Mm. So it's a wonderful.
Thank you. And I've had the most amazing help. There is no way I could have done this alone. And that is the key. You know, it is really reaching out for help. And I lived a lot of my time in denial, and because it is hard to reach out for help. And anyone who reaches out to me, whether it's a post, whether it's an email, whether it's getting onto that phone, I admire their huge courage, because I know what that takes, and it's phenomenal. And I really celebrate that every time.
It does take, you know, it's like we're midwives. You're like a midwife. You're supporting another person to come into their own, giving birth to who they really want to become. I love the part of what you said is helping people, you know, make peace with their past and put their past into the sunset so that they can become who they're meant to be in this life, right?
Absolutely.
What is the way that people can contact you? Give us the information on social media, how people can find you. They want to work with you. They want to find out about this new, what is it called again? The new brain work?
Brain Working Recursive Therapy, BWRT.
Okay. How can people contact you to work with you personally?
Okay. You can go to my website, www.louise-armstrong.com. I have a big Facebook group, almost 6,000 women. It's a closed group, Let's Talk Relationships and Life. And you can also find me on LinkedIn, and my book, which is Change How You See Yourself Today, is on Amazon as a download on Kindle, or there is a paperback version as well. And that book was actually built on my 12-step program. I run group programs. I've got a new one launching in October, which I'm super excited. And it's the 12 steps that we take, 6 steps of healing and six steps of coaching. So the book goes hand in hand with the course. So it might be something you'd like to start with, is having a look at the book, Change How You See Yourself Today, because we're not changing us, because we're amazing and perfect as we are, as each and every one of you is, but we're changing the perspective of ourselves. And so we see ourselves very differently.
Wonderful. Well, when you launch the book, be sure to let us know so that we can put that link with your onto this YouTube video as well, and we can let others know about your fabulous work.
It is launched already. I have May the 10th I launched the book, and it's still number one in the subcategory in gestalt psychology. It's so it's been around a little while yet.
We'll be able to put the link with that. That's fantastic for people to have right now. I want to note one thing that, you know, I called you a relationship expert, and I really didn't, and there, I didn't know that you had a Facebook about relationships.
Oh.
Just goes to show you intuitively, I was tapping into that as, you know, as what you're doing out in the world in helping people heal their relationships. It's so needed because relationships are everything.
They are, without them, and we all crave them. You know, everywhere in life, it doesn't matter who it's with, you know, whether it's mother, father, child, lover, friend, work, colleague, we all want relationships, don't we? And nothing is better than a happy, healthy relationship. It's what human beings are here for, really.
Louise Armstrong, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for doing the work that you're doing. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.